Chinese dissidents welcome House legislation tracking cases of transnational repression. News analysis. A House bipartisan effort to expose foreign state actors targeting dissidents on U.S. soil has drawn applause from Chinese rights activists, including a recent victim of Communist China's repression in San Francisco. The House legislation, formally called the Transnational Repression Reporting Act of 2024, was introduced last month by Representative Adam Schiff, a member of the Judiciary Committee. The bill is co-sponsored by several House lawmakers, including Representatives David Velotto, Daniel Goldman, and James McGovern. If the bill is enacted, the U.S. Attorney General, in coordination with relevant federal agencies, would be required to submit a report annually to House and Senate committees on cases of transnational repression against U.S. citizens or individuals in the United States. The committees would include Foreign Affairs and Intelligence Committees in both chambers. Each case listed in the report must have information on diplomatic measures, law enforcement actions, and protective measures provided to victims. With transnational repression on the rise, the American people deserve to know if foreign governments are working to intimidate, harass, harm, or kill individuals within the United States whom they view as hostile to their regimes, Schiff said in a statement last month. The bill named four countries, India, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and China, for committing acts of transnational repression in the United States. China has attempted to silence its critics by employing intimidation and harassment, particularly against members of the Chinese diaspora living in the United States but having relatives, citizenship, or financial ties to mainland China or Hong Kong, the bill says. The bill highlighted the violence on the streets of San Francisco in November last year when some supporters of the Chinese Communist Party attacked peaceful protesters from China, East Turkestan, Hong Kong, and Tibet who were there to protest CCP leader Xi Jinping's visit to the city for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. According to the bill's language, the attacks were carried out with the aid of Chinese diplomats. San Francisco incident. One of the victims of the attacks in San Francisco was Chin Chuang Chuang, a lawyer based in New York and Los Angeles and the executive director of the National Committee of the Democracy Party of China. In a recent interview with the Epoch Times, Chen lauded the House lawmakers for their effort and said that the CCP's transnational repression threatens U.S. national security and interests. This is a way to remind people in the free world that the threat from the CCP is real and serious, Chen said. He said that the free world, including the United States, Australia, Europe, and Canada, needs to stand with the Chinese people who are pursuing freedom. Details of the attacks on peaceful protesters during Xi's visit were documented in a report published by the Hong Kong Democracy Council and the Students of a Free Tibet in July. Chen was pepper spray in the face by a CCP supporter on November 16, 2023, outside of the Moscone Center, where APEC meetings were held. According to the report, Chen identified his attacker as an associate of Zhou Mazhuolin, chairman of the East Bay Toishan Association. The report alleged that the association has had a cordial relationship with the PRC Consulate of San Francisco. The report offered several policy recommendations to Washington, including urging the Department of Justice to investigate the activities of the Chinese regime's United Front foreign influence organizations in the United States. Wang Huntao, chairman of the National Committee of the Democracy Party of China, recently told the Epoch Times that it was uplifting to learn about Schiff's bill. I think now we see that all different areas of the international community have a clearer and clearer understanding of the nature of the CCP, Wang said. If the CCP dominates the world, the United States will not have its own security. Persecution. Schiff's legislation also mentioned the CCP's attempts to suppress Uyghurs, Tibetans, and Falun Gong practitioners overseas. There is further evidence that China continues to repress members of Uyghur ethnic communities who are living abroad by threatening their relatives with detention. China has also conducted surveillance against Tibetan activists, the bill says. There is also credible evidence that China is repressing the freedoms of members of the Falun Gong. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual discipline that encourages its adherents to live by moral teachings based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. The practice was enormously popular in China by the late 1990s, with official estimates putting the number of people having taken up the practice at more than 70 million. Perceiving the practice's popularity as a threat to its rule, the CCP ordered the eradication of Falun Gong in 1999, launching a campaign to violently arrest Falun Gong practitioners and throw them into prisons, brainwashing centers, and forced labor camps. The Falun Dafa Information Center reported on two incidents last month in Brooklyn's Chinatown neighborhood as examples of the CCP's transnational repression against Falun Gong in the United States. The incidents happened on September 14, when Falun Gong practitioners held a parade commemorating the upcoming Mid-Autumn Festival. During the parade, an unidentified Chinese man spat on a female Falun Gong practitioner before hitting another, and another unidentified Chinese man hit a third Falun Gong practitioner after the parade was over, according to the center. The Brooklyn attack has drawn condemnation from local lawmakers in New York. Xing Shui, a Canada-based journalist and writer, said the legislation is very important. Many Americans believe that as long as they helped China become an open and wealthy country, China would transform into a democratic country, Xing told the Epoch Times, adding that those who hold this belief don't truly understand the Chinese regime's tyrannical nature. Such a belief has allowed the CCP to expand its influence unscrupulously in the United States and target those who have fled China, Xing said. This has greatly harmed the U.S. political system and national security. So this bill is essential, she said. Luo Yip contributed to this report.